Okay, so I'm going to invite up all of the children. Even those who are young at heart can come. And you guys can show us how where you sit, and then we're... Yeah. Do your normal thing, and we'll figure it out. Okay, wow. There's quite a few of you. So I'll get down to your level. So my name is Caitlin, and this is Brandy, and we're from Camp Lutherwood. And so I'm going to be doing the children's message today. So I have my first question is, what kinds of things can you do with water?
Drink it.
Swim in it.
Swim. Yep, those are really good ones.
I forgot.
I have a cold right now, too, so drinking water is really important. Anything else? So when it was, I guess it was probably a few weeks ago, but what happens when water is frozen?
And snow,
yes. So we had quite a bit of that this year compared to usual, at least out at camp we did. So at camp this summer, our theme is dive in. So we're going to be talking about water in the Bible. So what stories in the Bible have to do with water?
The baptisms.
Baptism, that's a really important one, yes.
When Jesus is baptized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Jesus walked on the water.
Yeah, Jesus walking on water. What about when there was the great flood? Noah. So Noah's Ark, yeah, that one. So there's lots of stories in the Bible that have to do with water. They're countless. So this summer at camp, we're going to look into all of those stories and see how God is with us through all of that. So our verse for the summer is from Isaiah chapter 43. But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. So Jesus is with us all the time, even when we're going through scary things, and when we're having fun playing in the snow or in the pool at camp. We have a pool out there. We do lots of things with water for fun, but we also talk about how important it is for our faith, too. So, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, repeat after me. Thank you for water and for all it does for us. Thank you for being with us always.
Thank you for being with us always.
And in your name we pray. Amen.